Memorable Drama Quotes for Hard Times, and 5 Attitudes Toward Life. This article interprets encouraging drama-style quotes for difficult times through 5 themes: giving up, self-esteem, growth, comfort, and fear. It also explores how to turn these words into small actions rather than leaving them as fleeting impressions, while examining the limits of excessive positivity. When you feel like giving up, it is more useful to find the smallest action you can control right now than to make a sweeping resolution. Self-esteem does not end with rejecting other people's judgments. It grows stronger when you repeatedly act according to your own standards and conscience. Because growth does not occur at a steady pace, you need to distinguish immediate results from the long-term learning process. On days when simply holding on feels overwhelming, resting and asking for help are also valid responses and should not be interpreted as a lack of willpower. Facing fear does not mean charging ahead recklessly. It means beginning with actions divided into manageable steps. On difficult days, a short sentence can sometimes stay with us longer than lengthy advice. Lines from dramas can be comforting because they express complex emotions clearly on our behalf and show other possibilities through scenes in which characters make choices. This article is not a collection of quotes from a particular work organized by episode. It interprets the provided sentences and metaphors by dividing them into 5 attitudes toward life. Phrases whose title, speaker, and episode have not been verified are not presented as exact quotations. If an actual quotation is needed, its wording and context should be checked again through official videos from the production company or authorized subtitles. 1. Stop making excuses and find a way forward. The moment you give up, you look for excuses. The moment you believe you can do it, you look for ways. The point of this sentence is not that every failure is the individual's fault. Constraints that a person cannot immediately change, such as financial circumstances, health, discrimination, and caregiving responsibilities, do exist. However, it is necessary to distinguish between the fact that constraints exist and the conclusion that no action is possible. Separate what you can and cannot control category examples, response conditions that are difficult to control right now, hiring volume, other people's judgments. Economic conditions confirm the facts and look for alternatives and safety nets. Conditions that can be adjusted to some extent, time allocation, people to ask for help, number of applications, run small experiments and record the results. Actions you can take immediately: write down one question, read one page of material, send one message, lower the threshold for starting and act immediately. Asking about something you do not know or correcting an approach that failed is not a sign of incompetence, but an act of learning. Even if a problem has already occurred, recording the cause and improving the process can reduce the likelihood of the same loss recurring. Questions to apply today: what conditions can I not change? Even within those conditions, what is the smallest action I can choose? Even if I fail, what information or skills will remain? 2. Separate other people's judgments from your worth. I will not let other people determine my worth. My life is still in progress. People are judged by external indicators such as performance, occupation, income, and test scores. However, the result of an evaluation at a particular point in time is not equivalent to a person's entire worth. A rejection or low score is a result produced under current conditions, not a verdict that determines all future possibilities. In psychology, self-efficacy refers to the belief that one can perform a specific task. It differs from vaguely believing that one is special. It can be strengthened through the experience of completing small tasks, acquiring necessary skills, and receiving realistic feedback. Self-esteem is not stubbornness. Healthy self-esteem does not mean ignoring all criticism. Other people's judgments, separate facts from opinions, and accept only what is useful. My standards clarify the principles I want to uphold and the lines I will not cross. Conscience, even if a choice brings benefits, examine whether it harms yourself or others. Actions demonstrate the values you say are important through everyday choices. Protecting your worth cannot be used as a pretext to justify illegality, deception, or exploitation. Conversely, there is no reason to feel ashamed of legitimate work performed to earn a living or of imperfect results at the beginner stage. 3. Step-like growth and the meaning of failure skill often emerges like a staircase, rather than rising like a smooth slope. During the learning process, the amount of practice and perceived growth do not always move at the same pace. No change may be visible for a while, and then results may appear when a particular concept clicks. As the difficulty increases, it may also temporarily feel as though your ability has declined. To identify growth, it is better to record not only outcome indicators, but also process indicators. Outcome indicators process indicators test scores, number of times incorrect answers were attempted again sales, number of customer interviews, and proposals weight change consistency of sleep, diet, and exercise, number of completed works. Practice time and revision records, how should the metaphors of Moso Bamboo and the Desert be read? The Moso Bamboo story, in which bamboo grows rapidly after spending a long time establishing roots, and the image of a desert blooming after rain are widely used as metaphors to explain invisible periods of preparation. However, specific figures such as the exact number of years or the amount of growth per day should not be cited as biological facts without sources. The messages worth taking from these metaphors are simple. Even if there are no visible results, that does not necessarily mean there has been no preparation. Waiting alone does not produce growth, so practice and feedback must continue. If repeating the same method brings no change, it may be necessary to revise the strategy rather than simply endure. How not to wait for the perfect moment if you try to begin only after you are perfectly prepared? The starting point may keep being postponed. This does not mean taking major risks without preparation. You can begin with small, reversible experiments. Write an outline instead of the entire piece. Rather than making a month-long plan, schedule 15 minutes of practice today. Before deciding to quit your job, calculate the skills you need and your living expenses. After a failure, do not write, "I can't do it." Record the assumptions, actions, and results separately. 4. Realistic comfort for wounds and anxiety. There are days when surviving today is enough, even if you cannot get up and run right away. Expressions that compare emotional wounds to fractures or traffic accidents can be understood as reminders not to take pain lightly. However, this does not mean that psychological pain and physical fractures are medically identical. The necessary response also varies depending on the cause of the pain, how long it persists, and the degree of functional impairment. What the small screw metaphor means in an organization or family, visibly prominent roles are not the only important ones. Less visible roles such as scheduling, record keeping, checking, and listening also keep the whole functioning. The metaphor of a small screw is not telling you to belittle yourself, but to recognize the value of connection and contribution. However, this metaphor should not be used to demand tolerance of unjust sacrifice. Enduring repeated humiliation, violence, or excessive workloads is not proof of dedication. Securing your safety and asking for help may need to come first. Minimum actions for a day when you need comfort, drink water, and check whether you have skipped a meal. Before looking for solutions, describe your current emotion in one sentence. Tell someone you trust specifically how you are doing. Remove one task that does not need to be done today. If difficulties with daily functioning, including sleep, eating, work, or study, persist, consult a professional. If you have thoughts of self-harm or death, or if your safety or someone else's is at risk, do not try to endure through memorable lines or self-care alone. Immediately seek help from an emergency medical institution, crisis counseling center, or emergency hotline in your area. 5. Facing fear, head on the path to reducing fear, ultimately begins with facing what you fear. It is dangerous to interpret this sentence as an order to endure everything and charge forward. If the source of fear is actual violence, disaster, crime, or medical danger, avoidance and evacuation may be the correct safety measures. On the other hand, if the danger arises mainly from anticipation and evaluation, as with fear of failure, presentation anxiety, or unfamiliar work, practicing a gradual approach in manageable steps can help. A gradual approach, not recklessness, for example, if you are afraid of giving a presentation, you can divide the challenge into the following levels. Read the presentation aloud by yourself. Record your voice and revise just one thing. Practice in front of one person you trust. Briefly express your opinion in a small meeting. Give the actual presentation and allow time for recovery. If the fear is extremely intense or connected to past trauma, it is appropriate to discuss a safe approach with a qualified mental health professional rather than forcing yourself into exposure alone. 6. How to turn memorable lines into real actions. Reading a good sentence and feeling briefly moved is separate from changing your life. A sentence must be translated into action before it can be used in everyday life. A three-column record of sentence, situation, and action message of the memorable line situation, where it applies action to take within 24 hours look for ways rather than excuses. I am putting off writing an application. Open the file and write only the first paragraph. Growth appears like a staircase. I cannot see any results from studying. Compare my records with last month and find three things that have changed. Do not entrust my worth to others. I take rejection as a personal insult. Separate only the reasons for rejection that I can address. Face fear. I am afraid to ask a question. Write down the question and send it to one person. Enduring also has meaning. I have almost no energy. Keep only one essential commitment and rest. An action should be small, specific, and easy to verify as complete. Read the material for 10 minutes at 7 p.m. Today is easier to carry out than work hard at life. 7. What memorable lines easily miss? Sources, context, and excessive positivity collections of memorable lines usually remove sentences from their scenes. In the process, the speaker's personality, what happens afterward, and any ironic meaning may disappear. Phrases repeated online may change through translation or editing, or be mistakenly attributed to a different work. Therefore, when sharing a sentence or quoting it in writing, it is best to check the following. Verify the actual wording through official videos, authorized subtitles, published scripts, or similar sources. Record the title, character, episode, or scene together with the quotation. Do not identify the speaker based solely on edited subtitles or repurposed videos. Rather than reproducing a long passage in full, consider copyright and quote only what is necessary. If presenting figures or natural phenomena from a metaphor as facts, consult separate, reliable sources. In addition, saying that it all depends on your mindset risks attributing uncontrollable circumstances and mental health problems to a lack of personal willpower. Positive statements are useful not when they deny pain, but when they acknowledge it and then help you find the next choice. 8. One sentence to keep today. The sentence you need depends on your current state. When you are postponing the start, the next step becomes visible not after you become perfect, but after you start small. When you fear other people's judgments, a single evaluation does not determine my entire worth. When growth is not visible, along with results, review the records of practice, revision, and recovery. When you are exhausted, resting and asking for help are also ways of addressing the problem. When anxiety is making you avoid something, after confirming that it is safe, face the smallest step you can manage. Memorable lines from dramas do not solve life for us, but they can serve as short signposts that name confusing emotions and help us choose the next action. What you need today may not be enormous resolve, but a single step taken without harming yourself.